Aloha, lovelies. Live. We're going live with Jessica Marshall. We're going to be talking all things related to polyamory, open style relating, and sovereign love. And Jessica is a new paradigm relationship. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
So excited to pick her brain on all of these topics that she has so much wisdom and experience in counseling other people through. So we're just waiting for Jessica to join now.
Beautiful. Yeah, I'm really excited to excavate this topic through the lens of sovereign love. So as soon as Jessica hops on, we'll dive into it. And we're so excited to have you here. And for those of you that can't stay for the entire time, you can check out the replay at Cis Society World Instagram. Follow us for more. And yeah, Jess will be hopping on in just a minute.
Yeah. Also, just to share a little bit more about this topic, Heather and I have been excavating all the layers over the last 4 weeks. So we actually have 3 other videos where we interviewed various people around devotion. All of those videos are also available to watch on our page as well. It's been super interesting. Hi, Karen. To hear lots of different perspectives and experiences around this taboo topic.
Yeah, coming at it from a lot of different angles, a lot of different perspectives, a lot of different opinions. And that's what these topics are for, right? They're catalysts for us to question things from a multitude of angles, so we can really look at everything in our lives from a really well-rounded perspective, and not just through the one narrow viewpoint of how maybe we were taught to see something, or our particular viewpoint of how we relate to these topics.
Really interesting, because even just the idea of what polyamory is like has completely shifted to me over the course of these conversations. I'm going to a sex positive picnic. Hearing the definition of how they described polyamory was just that it's having an open heart to form a loving connection with everyone that you meet or with everything that you meet. Basically just this idea of opening your heart to everyone and everything. And that really stuck out to me and is reforming the way that I view that word, taking some stigma away from it. And that's kind of the whole point of what these talks are about too. It's like harmonizing the polarized, dualistic nature that we tend to take when it comes to some of these topics, and finding, okay, how can I integrate maybe pieces of sides to things and find that it's actually reflecting a whole, and how can I find the wholeness and the neutrality and the acceptance truly in everything. Do you want to just reach out and make sure she's aware that it's for on society and make sure she's good getting it?
You can also send her a request to join as well too.
Okay. I just invited her. Is hey beautiful. Hello.
Yes.
Hi everybody.
I was just messaging you.
Oh, perfect. Well, here we are.
Hi Chiburan. Thank you for joining. We are live here with Cis Society, and Cis Society is a global movement to really excavate topics of taboo, where we tend to turn our cheek away from things and maybe avoid, dismiss. And so they ultimately reside in our subconscious space, which controls 95% of our brain. And the conscious mind is 5%. So what we do by excavating and talking about these topics is really bring the subconscious to the conscious space and begin to harm. So excited to have you here. Thank you everyone again for joining. And today we are joined by the incredible Jessica Marshall, who is a new paradigm relationship coach, who guides individuals to create their dream relationships through authenticity, communication, and personal sovereignty. And she also has a coaching container called Sovereign Love, which we'll dive into a bit later. And today we're really going to dive into the topic of polyamory through the lens of sovereign love. And we're so excited to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I'm so grateful to be here. This is my favorite topic, obviously. I named my whole coaching container on it. So I'm really excited. And I love what you guys are doing with society. It's so beautiful to have these topics in the scope and just to see you. They have, just so you guys know, they have this amazing chat group that these topics are getting talked about all the time, and it's just been so beautiful to witness the conversation unfolding around polyamory, everybody's personal experiences with it, and yeah, just see how kind of this has shifted over the last, I mean, really like 10 years since it's kind of come into the collective consciousness. Yeah, super interesting.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. I appreciate it. And yeah, anyone that desires to join that community, just send either of us a message, myself, to Society, or Alfina, and we'll get you added to that to join the conversation. And yeah, let's go there.
Yeah, totally. I'm so curious to hear, you know, your story of walking this pathway towards sovereign love, where you are now, and how you got to where you are.
And also, sorry to piggyback, like what sovereign love is, right? Because it's a new term for many people, and I would love to hear your definition of what that is to you as well.
Yeah, thank you. These are both great questions. So my story could probably take like 2 hours. Like, how much time do we have? But Cliff Notes version. But first I want to talk about sovereign love. So it's, you know, I have this perspective of ideas, and ideas are like these little baby angels that fly around. And then like when they're ready to be birthed, they land on like hundreds of people at the same time. And then they see where they can be born. And I feel that sovereign love is one of those things, you know, polyamory has been in the field. Like, I've personally been practicing some form of polyamory, either on or off, rejecting it or being very much about it for 10 years. And it's been a really long journey for me personally, like figuring out how to be in that space and not only working through my own triggers and all the things that traditional polyamory brings up, but also just dealing and contending with the different concepts of polyamory, the things that I either agreed with or I didn't agree with, and to find my own way. And so sovereign love kind of came into my consciousness. I think, gosh, I don't even know. I think Alfina, you were there. We were like talking about it at some point in Guatemala, but it had been coming into my consciousness a few months ago, really, like 4 months ago, I think. And it for me is a break away from polyamory and into something a little bit more, I guess you could call it similar to solo poly, but at the end of the day, it's not about polyamory at all. It's actually about holding yourself sovereignly in your relationship to love. And so just to define that, sovereignty is the experience of being kind of like the king or queen of your own reality. It's like really anchoring this idea that we are the creators of our own reality. We take full responsibility for our experiences, for our choices, for the things that happen in our lives and how we respond to them. And from that place of full sovereignty, that's how we rule, you know, our lives, like sovereignty, like the sovereign leader. You know, you can think about it from the king and queen. It's kind of like a king and queen code, really. So when you bring that into love, you take ownership over your choices in love. And what I've seen and what I've experienced personally is a lot of victimhood when it comes to love, especially in the space of polyamory. There's a lot of people that are not, and I was in this story too, really owning their desires and their truth when it comes to how they want to create relationship and how they want to relate. A lot of experiences that I've had in my life and a lot of the people that I either work with or have worked with have been going through this really deep process of excavating what they really want and coming into authentic expression of what that is. So we're not compromising anymore. We're not compromising inside of ourselves or with other people. And that can look like choosing monogamy. That can say, I don't want to be polyamorous. I don't want to have open relating. I want monogamy, and not just continuing to fall into these experiences that aren't honoring our hearts, but actually choosing to sovereignly create the relationships that we desire. And from that place also, you know, we take ownership over our experiences. And for me, these codes have led me into a space of being able to operate in my multitude of, I call it the relationship landscape. Like, I have a whole landscape of humans in my life that are different degrees of close to me and different degrees of relating. And from that place, I operate as a soul individual, as the sovereign person in that space, which is like a pretty deep thing. So for me, like, I define sovereign love in like kind of four different codes. So number one, you're the creator of your own reality. It's code one. Number two, all relationship patterns that occur in your life are a direct reflection of you. Like, this takes a lot of self-responsibility. So self-responsibility. Number three, the only safety that you can rely on is the safety that you create within yourself. So safety starts here. It doesn't get created by another person. And then the last one is that love is infinite, abundant, and accessible at all times. And it begins inside of you, begins and ends inside of you. And so from these four principles, this is where I really start to build on what sovereign love means and how that kind of spreads into the different ways that you want to relate. So yeah, that's kind of that.
Wow. It's so empowering, and it feels so clear in my body, you know, because like the journey of relating is such a pathway to growth, and there's so much there that it can feel quite foggy for a lot of people who are in the midst of maybe a relationship that's feeling intense or like desiring a relationship. So like, I'm really feeling the clarity within these four pillars that you've created. And what's coming through is, I'm like curious if when someone comes to you, like a potential client, like, and they're completely lost and they don't know what they want, like, can you share a bit more about like the process of going from like, let's say zero, of being like, I don't know what I want, I'm confused, to reaching the point where like I see, feel, and hear that you're at in this space of sovereign love and embodiment?
Yeah, totally. I think, you know, a lot of it is experimental. We are on this journey of understanding, personal understanding. You know, this is what personal growth is about. This is what spiritual development is about. It's about understanding ourselves in a deep way. And that understanding shifts over time. And so, you know, I wouldn't say that like you're going to instantly know what you want and it's never going to change. Because for me, it's changed a lot. You know, there are times where I've been, literally when I started my journey, I was so staunchly polyamorous. This is a time when nobody knew what it was. So I was on Tinder. I said polyamory. So everybody was confused and everybody was triggered. And I probably converted like probably 10 people, to be honest, at the time to go to polyamory because I was so thinking about it. And then I went a whole the other direction where I was like, polyamory, fuck that. It's the worst thing ever, because I went through a whole traumatic experience. And I actually, through that journey, had to learn that there was something different than the way I was doing it. So I do think it's an experimental thing. But as anything, like, I think the wisdom to really tune into is what your body's telling you. You know, the body wisdom is where the truth really comes through. And of course, there's a difference between fear state and edges, so we can get deeper there. But it's like, how can you lean into your edge of trusting yourself and into a space where you're still operating in what feels good in your body? So for example, what often happens, and this is one of I've experienced, is that people are not operating from their fuck yes. They're just not. And I define the fuck yes as not just a mental fuck yes, but a full being fuck yes. So the mind, the body, and the spirit. So all three of these things for me have to be a yes for me to be a full being fuck yes. And from the full being fuck yes, that's where I make my decisions. And that's where I encourage other people to make their decisions. And what happens when you're going from this full being fuck yes place is that you're not compromising. And you're honoring your wisdom, right? The part of your mind that knows that it wants something. You're also honoring your body, which is beyond the mind. It's the animal instinct. And you're honoring your spirit, which knows something beyond both of those things, which is a greater sense of who you are. And this is really, really important because it's about like It's about sovereignty. So when you're stepping into your full being fuck yes, and you're asking someone else to step into their full being and fuck yes, then all of a sudden you're both operating in sovereignty. And from that place, you actually get to create a relationship that's a full fuck yes for you both. Sometimes that means that you're not going to have sex with them. Sometimes that means that you're not going to be romantic with them. Sometimes that means that you don't even want to be friends with them, and that's okay. But I think this is the piece that a lot of people struggle with, because deep down inside, we want what we want. We want to get our desires met. We want to do all these things. There's a rebellious inner child inside of us. It's like, well, like, it's fine. I'll just do it. It's fun. Like, I want to. But then what happens when we do that? That's just our mind or our body. Our spirit's like, yo, dude, stop. That's fucking stupid. Don't do it. And we're not letting that part of ourselves have a voice. So this is really important. It's having all of those pieces online so that we're not continuing to operate in this experience of doing things that aren't our full truth and then regretting it later, you know, operating impulsively. Mm. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were literally talking about this earlier, like right before this call, we were having this exact conversation. So it's definitely in the collective.
Yeah.
And it's like when you're, what I felt in my body when I'm not operating from a full yes or a full fuck yes, I'm just gonna say it, is that like resentment and shame, like even just a residue of it, like just that light kind of like, ooh, that didn't feel 100% right. And that's when I know deep information for me to bring with me moving forward to the next decision making process, where I'm like, oh, okay, like now I know what it feels like. Like now, like one, like if it's a 99%, and there's still that 1%, I'm not gonna do it. It's like, no, like, oh, there's something there. I'm just gonna lean back. I'm not gonna like get intimate with you or whatever it is, you know, whatever this is. So thank you for putting that so eloquently and so beautifully.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I wanna reflect too on what you're saying. It's so funny, like literally in the conversation verbatim, I was like, that just doesn't feel like good in my body. And I feel like with a lot of polyamory conversations that I hear, people are always sharing, well, you know, you kind of just like push yourself to do these things because it's these relationships are really expansive and you just grow a lot. But then they're like, it, like they're crying and they're going through so much trauma and pain. And I understand that. And it's like also honoring every little ounce of our inner knowings. And I love that you brought that up because I feel like when we neglect the body's wisdom or the body's message, then we're abandoning ourselves. We're abandoning a part of ourselves, and then inherently that abandonment is going to reflect in a partner, in their abandonment wound. And then they're not gonna be able to fulfill that need in us because we haven't fulfilled it in ourselves. So then we're gonna attract partners who aren't in their sovereign relating either. And then that's just going to get more frustration. So yeah, I just love checking in on like the mind, the body, and the soul.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a lot of times when we don't do this, so one of the things I've also noticed is that it's really about attachment, right? So we get really attached to these people. And so, you know, on the other side of this, it's like, maybe we're a full fuck yes, or maybe they're a full fuck yes. And what happens is that we compromise. So, kind of lost my train of thought to you, Julianne. coming back. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is, like, what I observe a lot in polyamory is that people try to control each other a lot. And it's because of that thing where this is why the principle of safety resides in the self is there. So part of being in your full fuck yes is that you have to be willing to say no to people. And that does not mean that you say, no, you can't do that, because that's not how it works. That's not a boundary. You say, no, I'm not going to do that. So this is really important. Taking sovereignty over your choices and decisions does not look like you say, you can't do that. It looks like saying, if you do that, you're sovereign. I'm just not going to interact with you anymore. I'm just not going to be in a sexual relationship with you. I need to take a transition. I need to take a step back for my sake. I'm choosing me in this moment. And this is a really hard pill for people to swallow, because they get into these relationships, and I've done this, like, it was a personal experience. They get into these relationships, they get really attached, and then they try to make it work. they really try, but one person isn't a full fuck yes, and the other person's trying to kind of force that to happen, and that person really wants to make them happy, or maybe they think that they can do it. But what ends up happening is that everybody suffers because everybody's compromising their full fuck yes, and everybody's upset. And it takes a huge amount of personal responsibility and non-attachment to actually honestly live in the sovereign love container. You have to be willing to take responsibility for your decisions and for your choices, which often look like getting into a relationship with somebody that's open, that's polyamorous, choosing to operate in a relationship that's open, that's polyamorous. That's a choice that you make, even if it's a relationship you're already in an establishment with. And this is a super important piece. I think this is one of the most important pieces because, yeah, a lot of myself included gets caught here, really. And this is the piece actually that stopped me from being polyamorous because I entered into a relationship with a dear love of mine now, but we were in a 4-year, very toxic relationship in which he really wanted, and I started out polyamorous, but he really wanted to be polyamorous in a way that I was not a yes to. And it was a non-equal relationship. I wanted to be a yes with my mind and with my body, but my spirit was an absolute, actually my body was a no too, but my body and my spirit were a no. My mind was like, of course, I want this. I love this person. I want to be with this person forever. But the part of me that was fighting and uncomfortable and honestly created a lot of resentment and chaos in the relationship was a no. And it took me 3 years to finally tell him no, that I didn't want that. Mm-hmm. 3 years of full on chaos for me to finally have the sovereignty and the self-love and the self-respect to say, I don't want that. Mm. I want equal, or I want monogamy. That's all I want. I don't want this unequal thing. I don't want it. I'm a no. I'm a fuck no. I'm not just a fuck yeah. I'm a fuck no. It took me getting to the place of fuck no to really realize that that's not how I wanted to live. And that honestly could have been avoided. That could have been avoided if I had been more anchored in my own, you know, concept of safety being my own choice, like choosing that and in my own sovereignty. And I think that's a really key piece. And I think a lot of wounding gets created in that pattern in particular.
Mm. Well, you maybe wouldn't be a relationship coach now, not for that experience, right?
Yeah, no, definitely not. Not at all.
Yeah, what I'm hearing you say, and I've like heard this before, but it's really anchoring into my being right now, is that saying, like being so clear in your body, mind, spirit alignment, that when you do say no to someone else, it's always a yes to yourself.
Yeah.
That feels really, yeah, empowering.
Yeah.
So empowering.
Yeah.
Without, and then disattaching from the story of like, oh, I want to be with this person, so I'm going to be the cool girl and kind of step over my boundaries just a little bit. Because that's where like the resentment and the shame come in. And we know like that takes many forms of expression, like anger and disconnection, confrontation. So to be fully sovereign in like every single moment is consistently saying yes to yourself. Like it sounds so easy, right? But like all of the paths that we had to go to get to this point to be like, oh, like I get it now.
Yeah, it's true. I like to say that saying no is saying yes to 100 other things.
Yeah.
When you say no to one thing, you say yes to 100 other things. And this is where it's actually a beautiful dance, because maybe that person and you have a different yes, different fuck yes relationship. And it doesn't look like maybe the one that your ego wanted or the one that your animal primal instinct wanted, but it looks different. And so what is that? And it becomes this, it becomes a dance. It becomes a conversation where you're finding the yes. And maybe the yes is, and they teach this also in Tantra, and if you go to any of these workshops, well, what is the negotiation? You know, because saying no isn't no. It's no, but how about this? I'm open to this. Mm-hmm. And I think this is where the nuances start to come in. And I love that certain terms are starting to surface, like polysensual, polysexual, polyamorous, which I'm personally right now in the process of wanting to reclaim the word polyamory, because it's, I think it's fucking beautiful and everybody is polyamorous, to be totally honest. Like, it just means many love. It doesn't mean many sex partners. It's just love, you know, ultimately. Liberation of the heart. Yeah. Yeah. So finding the yes, and this is a really beautiful journey. What is the yes? And the yes might change. You know, with some of my partners, my yes is an ever-changing conversation.
Yeah.
It's not always the same.
Collaborative too is what I'm hearing. It's like I used to think boundaries, and I talked about this last week briefly, but a boundary was just like a wall. And I was like, no, if you cross this, you're done, you know? And now I'm like, oh, there's this flexibility and this mobility. It's like clay. And it's like, okay, I hear that you're a no to that. Like, are you open to this? Right? It's like pathway. It's an opportunity to bring curiosity and to really create something that feels aligned, fully aligned for both of you, you know?
Yeah.
That's when the word agreement was coming through. Mm-hmm. Interviewing James and Debbie, and they're like, how does the word boundary feel in your body? And we're like, it feels like there's a wall. It feels like it's a closed energy. And they're like, what about the word agreement? And we're like, oh, that feels good. That feels expansive. That feels opening. And that's what it sounds like, what you're describing when you're creating this sovereign contract, that it's an agreement that's always kind of being rewritten and added to and evolving with the relationship.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, everything is, the only thing permanent is change. Everything is always evolving and changing. We lost Jessica Marshall, but we'll wait for her to come back on and just in the interim, just integrate like what she's been saying has been so powerful. And it's like, I hear these little pieces of things along the way and I'm like, oh yeah, I get that. I understand that. But what's coming through right now is really like an embodiment in my body of what she's sharing of not just what sovereign love looks like, but what it feels like in me. Like really like closing my eyes and saying like, okay, like what is a full yes feel like in my body? Like I feel an opening, I feel a warming, I feel a calming. And like, what is a no? And like immediately my hips start to tight, I feel a constriction. So in everyone's yes and no in your body will be different. But like, I invite everyone that's watching this to do that exercise and see what comes up for you. So then you have that tool, that guidepost moving forward for you to use in any situation, whether you're trying to decide what you want for dinner or if you want a polyamorous relationship or a monogamous relationship. So yeah, let the body be the guide.
This conversation was so spicy that my phone overheated. So we're back.
What happened to me last week?
Never in my life has the phone overheated inside. Out, like it happened in the sun, and it happened. Yeah, it was last week that it just completely cut out at the end of the conversation.
Wow, you gotta warn people. This is a thing.
wild. I was just integrating everything that you were saying and taking the time to really like feel all these codes that you're sharing and really feel the embodiment of them. Like I've been hearing these things and kind of connecting different dots, but I'm like really anchoring in everything that you're sharing. And I was just inviting anyone that's listening to, and I'm curious if you have another process for this, but like to identify what a full yes feels like in your body and what a no feels like in your body.
This is a great question. This is a great question. So, I kind of discovered this last year in Maui, actually. And of course, I've been working with my full fuck yes, but the full being fuck yes, the mind, body, spirit. And I went through this really powerful initiation with a new moon when I went to Maui, full volcanic energy. And I really confronted some deep stuff. And one of the things that came up for me at that time was that I was moving way too fast, like way too fast. I was moving at the speed of my mind. I'm a Gemini. I go really fast. I talk really fast. I think really fast. I read really fast. It's like lightning speed, you know? And I was moving at the speed of my mind and I wasn't listening to my body or my spirit a lot of the times. And what came through in that moment, in that experience, and what I ended up anchoring for the rest of the year and how I live now, is that I slow down, like really slow down. I have some very strong rules around what that looks like, and they're flexible. They're boundaries for me that I choose to engage with myself. But what really helps me is to take my time, because the practice of cultivating that requires you to listen. And a lot of times, if you're not in the practice of listening to these different parts of yourself, maybe you're not in the practice of listening to your body, maybe you listen and you just ignore it like I was doing. I was like, I'm just going to ignore it. But, or your spirit, you know, you're not listening. If you're not in the practice of doing that, then it takes time for you to really start to hear that voice. And that looks like being alone, integrating. You know, for me, I don't kiss people when I first meet them because it already creates this like energetic, you know, connection. I wait, I take time after we spend together alone. I reflect, I journal, I feel, I think, I reflect, I think about my goals, my dreams. I reflect on my ultimate desires, my relationship landscape desires. And that is what helps me to cultivate that relationship with that inner fuck yes. And I think that that's helps me make it a lot faster. So I'm a lot faster than I used to be. I don't have to take so much time. But at the time when I was anchoring this, I mean, I dated people and I didn't kiss them for a month. I dated people, I didn't kiss them at all because I wasn't clear inside myself. Or I was clear and that was our relationship agreement based on our you know, the two fuck yeses where we anchored. So that's my advice, is just slow down, like way more than you think you need to slow down, like way more. For me personally, that brought up a lot of stuff. I see you breathing and I'm curious what that brings up for you, because that brought up a lot of stuff for me.
Ooh, that's a good question. To be honest, it's bringing up discomfort, like being a Gemini too, like I'm moving at the speed of light and things aren't like my, because the mind is so quick, it's like our work, I know, connect the body and the mind, and that's like my big, that's my largest body of work. And it's like, yeah, I'm feeling resistance. I'm like, oh, okay, like when I want something, I just want it. And I know you can relate, because like the Gemini mind, but it's like it has to happen quickly or I start to feel like frustrated. So it's bringing up frustration. I think it's bringing up like perfectionism, not enoughness. Like it's all kind of coming to be looked at. And yeah, what would it look like to intentionally slow down everything that I do?
Yeah. I hear that.
Slow down everything. I'm feeling really uncomfortable.
I understand.
I'm on like the opposite side of things where I'm like really good at taking things slow. Almost to the point of like, yeah, like, oh, maybe I just like don't want to kiss anyone.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. Somebody told me recently was like, the mouth is like the portal to the body. And there's almost more intimacy, I feel like, with a kiss than there is sometimes with like even like sex.
Yeah. It's true.
Crazy, but it feels super intimate.
Yeah. I love that you brought that up because it is true. So your tongue is connected to your heart. So that's an actual physiological thing. And if we want to take that, you know, the biomimicry creates a lot of understanding in the consciousness and in the energy realm, but it is. So one of the things that I try to adhere to is that I don't kiss people until my heart says yes. Mm-hmm. Until my heart says, I want to kiss you. I don't share that. So I can share a lot of things. Like you said, Elfina, you know, sometimes that even looks like, that definitely looks like deep sensuality. Sometimes it even looks like sexual exchange. Maybe there's like deep sexual energy moving and we're grinding and we're feeling and we're breathing into each other's faces and mouths, but we're not kissing because there's something that happens.
Yeah.
There's something that happens on the energetical. It's like you merge. It's like you merge. Mm-hmm. And I feel that. And my invitation to the slowing down thing is that when you say no to one thing, you say yes to 100 other things. So what are you saying yes to when you slow down? Mm. For me, that looks like a lot of opportunity. It feels good. Instead of it being restrictive, it's like, wow, I get to be creative. I'm now curious. What can I say yes to? What is that conversation like? And I've explored all, I mean, this is kind of tantra, right? There's a lot of spaces here. It's like, how can you be so deep in the moment of the experience, that energetic exchange, just the way that a person's like face feels against your face, or just like the breath next to your face, you know, like you don't need to kiss anybody.
Oh my
just
goodness.
Feel it.
Layers. So
many layers.
And you have to say no to like a certain expectation of what you think you should do to open up, experiment with how many other options there truly are. And that doesn't just go with one person. That can go with like when you say no to one person that doesn't feel fully in resonance, then you're not only saying yes to yourself, but you're saying yes to the people that are fully in resonance with you at the same time. And so I think sometimes that there can be like fear or like scarcity or feelings of unworthiness or lack. But it's really when we lean in and we trust ourselves and we trust our inner knowing and we say no to this thing that's like 95% there, that's when that manifestation of what 100% fuck yes is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost versus giving us this final test of like, are you gonna like continue to settle or are you going to follow what your sovereign heart wants and know that there's more than enough to fulfill all of your desires?
Yeah.
I mean, definitely. This is one of the principles. This is the last principle, the last code of sovereign love that I've defined, which is that love is infinite, abundant, and accessible at all times because love is inside of us, you know? And so when we choose to believe that love is not scarce, but abundant, and we live in that truth, then all of a sudden taking your time and just breathing with somebody, like, fuck it, that's great. Like, there's infinite makeout sessions, there's infinite love making, there's infinite romantic dinners on the beach, you know, like it's all in the field, it's all there, even if it's not in this moment. And choosing to honor yourself in the moment is what allows, like you said, that space to exist for that fuck yes in a different way to exist. This is how I found myself back in polyamory, like honestly, because I was staunchly, I'm gonna wait till I meet my one, you know, last year in Hawaii, I was like, I'm gonna wait. I'm not gonna have no penetration until the king, my life partner comes in. And it was this new experience of renegotiating the edge, constantly renegotiating the edge with myself, really. Okay, I'm comfortable with that. I'm a yes to that. Wow, I'm a yes to that. Oh, I'm a yes to that. And it's like a surprise. It's an unfolding of the experience. I'm like, wow, I didn't even know I was a yes to that. That was pretty edgy, but it was really great, you know? It brought me to some very interesting places, ultimately. And I'm so grateful for that. And I think that, you know, the way I look at this is the anchoring of the king and the queen codes in divine union inside ourselves. Because if we don't know how to say no, then we're going to fail. And that's the king codes, the integrity, the discipline, you know, the no, the, you know, deepening that. And if we don't know how to say yes, that's the queen codes, the love, the openness, then we're going to be stuck in a box of no all the time, this rigidity. So it's how do we find that relationship in ourselves to say no and to say yes, to trust ourselves so deeply that we know, our inner being knows that we're going to listen to the full fuck yes, we're going to honor the full fuck yes, and we're going to choose things that are healthy and good for us. From that, you can do anything you want. You can do anything you want, really. Like, wow. As long as you're choosing to love yourself fully in these ways.
Yeah, I think something's coming up for me. Like, I'm like channeling like people who have a really firm concept of what they want in relationship, do you feel like they're doing themselves a disservice to the pure potentiality of like connection and sensuality if they're just like, I want a monogamous partner and that's all I'm going to get? And so like they're ultimately closing the door to all of these other possibilities of exploration, growth, connection.
Yeah. I think that's a great question. And, you know, I would say that nobody knows you except for yourself, the way that you know yourself, right? Like, I can't speak directly to somebody's true experience. But what I can say is that if you're choosing monogamy out of fear, then yeah, you're closing yourself off for sure. Because when you choose things out of fear, you close yourself off from experiencing the abundance of love. A lot of people choose monogamy, fear, scarcity, all these processes that are just keeping them small, really. Love is abundant. Connection is abundant. Just because you want a monogamous partner doesn't mean that you can't hug people. You know, it doesn't mean that you can't cuddle with people. It doesn't mean that you can't contact dance. It doesn't mean that you can't experience sensual connection. You know, opening yourself up. Like, first of all, the question is like, why? Why are you a no? Really get to the bottom of that question. Why is that? There's nothing wrong with your answer. Just know your answer, really. And ask yourself, is that fear-based or is that love-based? Because that's going to help show you where you're closing yourself off versus where you're operating from your sovereign truth.
I'm literally going to journal on this later. I just wrote the question down.
I
love that.
This hits so deep because literally everything you're talking about is exactly what I was moving through like a few months ago. And I was just like, I'm manifesting my divine union. I'm waiting for my divine king. I was celibate for a long time. I was like, I'm not going to have sex until my king comes along. And I was just actually building a huge wall around myself. And then I was like, why isn't he come in? And then it was like Burning Man last year. And I had a friend reflect to me. And I also received this download of like, I was closing myself off to receiving pleasure. I was closing myself off to receiving love. That wasn't only negatively affecting me in terms of like men coming into my life, but it was also negatively affecting me with money, with opportunities, because that is the same frequency. Yeah. Money and love are the same frequency. So that's another thing to bring into this. This isn't just about like sex and sexual relationships. It's in so many other areas of our life. And if we're blocking ourselves from receiving pleasure, from saying, of course, not saying yes when we don't want to say yes, but when we want to say yes, I would find myself saying no.
Yeah.
Because if there was sort of fear.
Yeah.
And or like perfectionist standards. But like really truly to be the magnet for what we want, we need to be saying yes. And it's like a pathway to divine union. Divine union doesn't just arrive at our doorstep. We have to walk that pathway towards it. And each yes that feels good is another step on that pathway. And that's what 100%. I think, more that we're like loving ourselves and allowing pleasure to meet us, then the more of a magnet that we are for attracting that in all ways, in money, in love, in opportunity, so on and so forth.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that so much, Alfina. And I remember talking to you about this in Guatemala, and I feel that because we went on the same journey. This is my journey too. I was so rigid with my rules. And what happened, maybe you went through something similar too, I'm curious, but what happened when I started to bring those walls down is that I discovered there was a fuck ton of shame in the way. There was a lot of shame holding me back. And that shame was conditioning. That shame was judgment from other people judgment that I was holding about. Like, oh man, I've actually been judging other people around this stuff too. And all of that deconstruction of shame and like, honestly, play parties were a huge part of my shame, like reduction process, like going into these spaces where I could create a container so that I could start to lean into my edge of my no, you know, start to push into that space of my no to find comfort again. Because I was also intentionally celibate for a while, not as long as you were, but it was very much true. I was stuck. So I started going to these containers. you're a champion. But I started to lean into these edges in these containers for me, honestly, play parties and temple parties were a safe space for me to do that, because it was a place where I knew I could express my boundaries. I could set a container. I knew that at whatever that experience was, I could leave it there and I could go back into my safe little, you know, life. You know, I could just choose to say yes in this place. And it showed me that there was a lot of things that I was holding shame around, a lot of kinkiness that I held shame around. Like, honestly, this is where I rediscovered my polyamory. Like, there was a kind of a couple that I was engaging with, and I was like, oh my God, I love being a third. I forgot, you know, I love this dynamic and these experiences where I was like, oh my God, I forgot that I love that. This feels so special to me. And I had just held all this shame around it and this projection. And I was shaming other people. I was shaming some of my partners. I was shaming some of my past relationships. I was shaming other friends I was holding these judgments towards myself. So the deconstruction of that was really healthy. And it allowed me to now again, like you said, saying yes to whatever I want, as long as it's really my true yes, my true full being fuck yes. You know, taking the time. Like, there's no reason not to say yes to pleasure, aside from the stories in our own heads. As long as we're operating in care for both parties, conscious care, there's no reason not to.
Yeah, like backtracking a bit, like, I love everything that you just shared, but like, I see at times when we're like in a fear space, we're kind of like, we're surrounding ourselves energetically with like this bubble, it's a wall. Right. And there's like shame, there's fear, there's resistance, there's judgment in that space. And when we begin to kind of break that down and kind of massage that out, like there's pure potentiality. And that's where we really do find ourselves again and our desires and our truth and healing. I think we lost her again.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything that you're saying is so on point. And something else that was coming up is like this idea that there's no pressure. Like, the only pressure that we have is the pressure we put on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, we can say no to what doesn't feel right. And we get to say yes to what does feel right for us. And just because you're saying yes to like engaging with somebody in like a sensual or sexual way doesn't mean that you owe them anything. Like you don't have to do something that doesn't feel good. And I feel like that's like the old programming too, of like being that girl that just plays along and, oh, well, we've already done this, so I feel like I have to do that. Or like, this is like the amount of time that we've been like hanging out, so like maybe he's expecting this or she's expecting that. And I think like that's the old paradigm too. It's like, we're the sovereign creators. And so we get to, we don't have to like explain why something doesn't feel good for us or why we don't want to do something. We can just simply say, no, that doesn't feel good for me.
I think it like, and for me, what's coming through is like, to be honest, when I was in those spaces and I was like surrounded by this bubble of fear, I didn't know that I was there. It like, can be kind of foggy there. So like, I want to just like speak into that and bring some compassion to that space. Like, we ultimately learn through these experiences, and we learn through maybe overstepping a boundary and pushing our edges. And like, there's no right or wrong. There's only these moments for information, right? Like, if we look at every situation in our life as an opportunity to learn, then we can slowly start to kind of like, yeah, like I said before, like massage this tension and these walls of fear that we build around us, and ultimately like repel things that really could be for our highest good and for our expansion. But like, yeah, when I was there, like, it's, I'm happy to be here now. But when I was there, I didn't know that I was there. You know, I was like, I'm feeling uncomfortable. I'm feeling resentful. I'm feeling angry. And it was all part of the process. So I also want to see those feelings and emotions and really honor them. Because wherever you are is perfect on your journey. And the codes that we're sharing today really can serve as a grounding force, a tool, a catalyst to allow you to navigate whatever space you're in more gracefully. And that's perfect.
Yeah, like I think that you're doing this beautiful job of like advocating for the sacred yes. And mm-hmm. there's perfection in saying yes to things, even when they don't turn out in the way that you had anticipated them, because that's getting you a step closer to your desires and to opening up to receive them. And I'm advocating for the sacred no as well, which is the masculine energy that Jess was describing. Of also like being comfortable and confident to say no to the things that don't feel fully aligned. So it's beautiful to find that balance and ultimately the dance between the yeses and the nos, and finding that equilibrium in your body and your mind and your soul. And I don't know, with Jess, she's kind of hopping on and off with her internet. Let's see.
Pops back on. I think we can still kind of integrate and digest what we have received. Until we're out of time in about 10 minutes. But yeah, sovereign love. It's like, it's really settling into my body. There she is.
Yeah, internet in Mexico, heat. We're back.
It's perfect. Like, when you hop off, we're having like an integration session of like what you've been doing. So it's been so divine, and welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, amazing.
And perhaps this last little bit of time we have together, you can share a little bit more about your program, your coaching program, with those who have been listening.
Sure. Yeah, totally. So as you can, you know, anybody who's been listening, see that this is my passion. This is the body of work that I've been doing in my life. You know, I'm a manifesting generator, 3-5, so 3 is the great experimenter. So everything that I know, I've done it. I lived it. I got to trial and error it for you. and there's a lot of pieces to this journey. So my coaching program walks people through kind of getting to the bottom of what they really desire in their relationship, removing the shame that stands in the way from you actually creating that, speaking your truth, manifesting it, building it, and then building the tool set that you need in order to maintain that. So for a lot of people, it looks like self-love practices. It also looks like communication, you know, authentic relating, nonviolent communication, learning how to work the art of arguing, talking through specifics. You know, if people are interested, some of my clients are really interested in non-traditional relationships, like either polyamory or different forms of open relating. So understanding and teaching people how to go into that journey and do it right, because I did it wrong a lot, like a lot of times. And it's really easy to do it in a way that's destructive on accident, you know, because you don't know what you don't know until you're finding out. And so really helping to be a guide to enter into these spaces and to navigate these conversations and to navigate the way to communicate, the different energetics, that way to balance different people, the way to balance your own desires. So working with all of these tools, relationship on both sides, you know, both monogamously or non, these tools are applicable to all. So that's kind of what I teach. I just bring people into that journey and I help guide them along the way. So I'm really, yeah, I'm just really excited about it. And that's my program. And I am actually opening up another spot. So if anybody is interested, I have another spot for the summer. I currently have some amazing clients, but if you do, you are interested, please send me a message. It'd be super amazing to work with you. We can talk about whatever that is. Yeah, it's been really inspiring to see my clients grow and to step into their new way of relating. Like, there's been some incredible breakthroughs. One of my clients is, I mean, he didn't even think that he could have the relationship structure that he is now. It was a pipe dream of his, and now he's living his reality. Yeah, these things are just really special. So that's what it is.
Yeah, planet is really important, and I'm so grateful that you're doing it. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful to like witness every client that you have create and write their own narrative for how they want their love story to look like. And I'm sure that's inspirational for you to witness and seeing the infinite ways that love can be shared and displayed into the world.
Yeah, because love is just a frequency at the end of the day. It's just actually the frequency of the divine. Love is always here inside of us. It's where, how we connect with God frequency and how we connect with others. And so the different manifestations, it looks so diverse. And it's like it's like a rose. You know, I think of love as like the most complex rose possible, the human heart. Like, you can look in one little fold, but there's 100 folds and you can only look in one at a time. So it's a conversation. It's a journey, this journey through our hearts. Process this journey through learning these things. Like, in school, we're not taught relationships, we're not taught communication, we're not taught how to hold ourselves in sovereign love, any of these things. And we walk through this life kind of stumbling around, picking up tools, getting lost along the way. I'm really grateful to be a guide, just to be a guide that can kind of provide some vision, some insight into what's coming, and then provide you with the tools to hold you in what is here and now for you. It's been really beautiful. And I love the journey. I love seeing everybody change and seeing everybody grow and seeing everybody navigate kind of and get to the depths of their truth. What do they really want to create? I think it's a brave conversation. It's a brave conversation to go in and say, wow, I want to claim that I want a monogamous life partner, or I want to claim that I want an open relationship, or I want to claim that I want a semi-open relationship in which we engage with women, but not other men. Like, that's all okay. It's all okay. It's just finding that clarity inside yourself and then learning the tools to communicate that with other people shamelessly, with compassion and loving kindness, so that everybody can be their full fuck yes in that conversation. And there's one last thing I'd love to bring in. It's like one of the core codes, which kind of relates to this. And it's that at the end of the day, we all want to be chosen. We all want to be chosen. And there's no real choosing that can happen without there being freedom and sovereignty. Because if you are in a space where you're trying to get someone to choose you, then you will never trust their choice. You'll never trust their love. Because some part of you in your nervous system will know that you pushed them there, that it wasn't from their full fuck yes. So when you give people the freedom to choose you, choose no or choose yes, but choose you from their full fuck yes, that is when you start to experience, I think, divine union. This is a core concept for me. That's when you start to experience divine union, because in every moment, that person you know is choosing you from their full fuck yes, and you are choosing them from your full fuck yes. There's no control. There's no manipulation. There's no forcing. It is pure, pure love. There's nothing left in that space between you except for love. And that's transformational, truly. It's life-changing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let that integrate again, because sovereignty isn't just about us. It's about everyone else, and that's the whole point, right?
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Jess. This has been just really like expansive, heart expansive. I feel like a lot is sinking into my heart space right now through this conversation. And for those of you who have been watching and are interested in connecting with Jess about her program, you can connect with her directly through her Instagram here. And if you're interested in also watching more discussions like these, we have them every Wednesday, same time, for an hour long, where we talk to leading minds of the new world around these different taboo subjects. And stay tuned, because next week we're going to be releasing our new topic for next month. And for those of you who feel really resonant with polyamory, sovereign love, and wish to go into a deeper sort of container where there will be ritual, where there'll be community, heartfelt discussions, guided meditations and processes, somatic processes to maybe release some trauma, some pain, and really transcend the title of polyamory monogamy into a place of sovereign love, then Heather and I, Sis Society, would love, love, love to receive you inside of our ceremony this Friday. And we will be posting information on that on our page as well, if you're interested in joining us this Friday, the 23rd.
Great.
Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
No, I just want to go to that. Sounds amazing.
Have you?
We'd love
really
to have you. Like, you are full of like infinite unconditional love and potent codes. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful that we had this conversation. Like, I feel quite like emotional, and I know that there's a lot stirring in it in the most beautiful way. Like, there's these things coming to the surface to be looked at, and you're such a gift. And like, thank you for your time and your energy and your work, really. Like, your life is your body of work, and you brought it, so much of it, to the call today. So thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much. This has been so beautiful. I love speaking with both of you. We could do this for hours, and I'm so grateful.
Do it.
So grateful. Yeah, really. So, yeah, sign me up.
Happy.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you for everybody who's here, all my friends. I know I've saw so many names I know. Thank you for coming and listening. I love you all so much. People that are still on the call, you're amazing. Yeah.
I love you so much, Jess, and have so much. Your passion is just oozing out of you. And it's really beautiful to have known you and witnessed your journey and how you're walking it, and you're really embodying the truths that you're speaking, and so active and inspirational for those that you connect with, and myself included. So thank you again. Do a part two in the future. I would love to have you back on here.
Yeah, perfect. Let's do it. Oh, I love you guys so much. Thank you for all that you do in this society, and I look forward to continuing. I'm excited to what the next topic is. Yeah, and happy solstice, everybody. Happy solstice.
Yes, happy solstice.
Solstice to everybody. And yeah, if you want to watch the live again, it's going to be up on our Instagram. Jess, thank you. Elfina, thank you. We are Sis Society. Message us if you have questions or you want to learn more about the community. We love you all, and we'll see you back next week or at our online ceremony on Friday.
Perfect. Bye, everybody.
Bye.